So, 15th of October, and that's the date for your diary. The old round pound coin is no more, as we've been saying this morning. That ceases to be legal tender. I bet there's millions of them out there, and just a few months to spend or bank or donate them. But how about helping charity with this? Well, Us in a Bus, based in Redhill, works with people with profound learning difficulties, and the charity can really put your round pound to good use. Well, let's talk now to Victoria Goody, the Chief Executive of Us in a Bus. Victoria joins us on the phone now. Good morning, Victoria. Hello. Yes, I can hear you now. Thanks for joining us on the programme. So let's talk a bit about, first of all, this campaign. You're after our old pound coins then?
We are, yes, please. We, as you said, they're no longer legal tender after the 15th of October. And we strongly suspect that they're in the back of everybody's junk trays in the kitchen, in their children's piggy banks, down the back of the sofa.
Yes, down the side of the car seats.
In old coats, old handbags, everywhere, basically. So what we would love people to do is to collect them all up together. We have got some lovely little cardboard boxes that you could pop them in. We're calling it our Quids In campaign, because all you need to do is put your quids in the little pot. And we would love you to collect them before they go out of legal tender. And we're hoping that people do have them in coat pockets and down the back of the sofa, and so won't notice giving them to charity too much.
Excellent. Yeah, definitely a good thing to do. Yes. You've got until 15th of October to spend, bank or donate. You're hoping that we're going to go donate them to you, and you say millions out there in piggy banks. So you're hoping, how many are we hoping to get here? £1,000 worth? Or?
Well, yes, we've said £1,000 would help us deliver 1,000 sessions. So we run a service which is partly funded by the people we support, but largely is supported by fundraising. And we really want to support everybody who's got a learning disability in the area or complex needs such as autism. Mm-hmm. And the more we can fundraise, the more we can support them. So we really need your help and your listeners' help. And I know it sounds silly putting pounds in a pot potentially, but really every little bit does help. You know, it could pay for the petrol for the day. It could pay for someone to be their car tax for the day. You know, it really does all add up. So we would love your listeners to get involved.
Okay, well, tell me a bit about Us in a Bus then.
So we have about 18 people, and we crisscross Surrey, Hampshire and parts of South London. And what we do is we go into homes where people with profound and multiple learning disabilities or complex needs live, and generally there's probably 5 or 6 people living in a home with a full-time care team. And we go into their home once a week and we deliver a session, which is, we use a variety of approaches, including a methodology called intensive interaction, which supports and develops people's engagement and involvement and communication. And we do this to support their needs, their well-being, and we have a lot of fun. So we start with a really careful observation of the people that we support, because every single person that we support, you know, is different, has a required
It's a very unique thing, isn't it? It's an individual thing.
Absolutely. You know, lots of the people we support have visual impairment or hearing impairment and so on, and then basically we spend, We have a hello song and a goodbye song, and then the bit in the middle, we really want the people we support to lead that session, so it's their time, and we really want them to communicate with us in their language, and then we engage with them in their language, and we really want it to be led by them, because so much of what happens to people with disability is done for them or even at them, and what we want to do is do something with them.
So this is just about, you know, communication and giving, I guess, the person with the disability a voice, and to look beyond the disability and just treat them as an individual then.
Absolutely. And it might not be a voice in the traditional sense, you know, it might not be verbal communication, but it is all about them expressing themselves in the way they want to express something. And it's so powerful. I mean, I think a lot of the public think that people with profound disabilities don't communicate, and actually they communicate all the time.
They do, Makaton and things like that as well.
And often it's just not in the way that we're expecting it, so you just have to work a little bit harder and be a bit more empathetic and observant, and then it's there. So.
Yeah, as you say, don't you, a lot of communication is non-verbal. You know, even if you haven't got a disability, you know, we all communicate non-verbally, body language,
everything. Talking to you now, I'm flapping my hand
Yeah, Andrea, exactly the same.
That's the point I'm making. So I'm doing it as I'm talking to you. So you're absolutely right. A lot of what we do is non-verbal. So it's absolutely the same for people with disability.
Yeah, so you're based up at Redhill Aerodrome, but that's an amazing place to have your base, isn't it?
It's absolutely amazing. We have a building put up just before the war, and it's, I'll be honest, it's absolutely freezing in the winter, but it's a wonderful place to work. But most of our teams are mobile, so they'll be out driving around Surrey all day, every day.
Okay, so they can be on the move, put the heating on in the car, and
yes.
you can sit and freeze in the winter. It's not so bad this time of year, though, I would imagine.
No, it's absolutely lovely, and we often see deer running across the aerodrome, which I think is a bit dangerous given the amount of planes. It is a lovely place to work.
Oh, wonderful, and it seems like you're really passionate about what you do as well.
I think it's so important. These are people who are not very visible to society, but it's so important to recognise their needs and requirements, and to say they're just as deserving of all of the things that we want, you know, compassion, care, love, friendship, humour, fun.
Absolutely.
Everything as the rest of us.
And yeah, and these are just things, you know, that we all take for granted. You know, we can go out and we can make our feelings known. But, you know, if you don't communicate verbally, it's going to be harder to kind of make yourself known and make your feelings known. So it's
Absolutely.
Just working ways
but
of doing that.
I think a very important thing is it is harder, but it's not impossible.
Yeah.
So it's an important point not to give up. So
absolutely.
One thing that we slightly take for granted is friendship. So we have a separate session on a Thursday afternoon if anyone wants to come. It's called The Bus Stop, and it's one session we do which is a drop-in session, so people come to us in a church hall in Redhill on a Thursday afternoon. So we try and bring people together from different homes. So often people with disability are in the same home with the same people all the time, and it can be nice to make new friends from a different home.
Absolutely.
You know, potentially if you've got someone in a home who's younger than the others, it might be nice for them to meet another, or so on and so forth. So we have a session for them to make friends and to get outside the home and to do something different and to get into the community. So if any of your readers support anybody who would like to come to that service, it's called The Bus Stop. If you look on our website, there's full details on there, and we'd love to have some new people come to that.
Absolutely. So lots of information about what you do on the website. Give us that website again.
It's usandbus.org.uk.
Okay, and if we're having a delve down the side of a car seat, down the sofa, having a look for the old jackets, those pound coins, how do we get hold of our boxes to put them in?
So if you email info@usandbus.org.uk, we will gladly send you a little pot. And it's 16 weeks, well, it was 16 weeks when we launched the campaign. I'm not sure it's 16 weeks now, but it's in the weeks running up to the 15th of October. So obviously we need enough time to take them to the bank before
yes.
they cease to be legal tender.
Yeah, absolutely.
but we would love people to have a hunt about. I mean, I know I did a very rudimentary check in my own house and I found 12. Now, I don't want to cause controversy with everybody advocating they go and look in their children's piggy banks, because I have stolen 3 from my daughter. And when she hears this on air, she's going to go mad.
For a good cause, though, it has to be said, doesn't it?
Well, you could always replace them with the new pound coins if you're feeling very ethical.
Absolutely. She got one of those piggy banks you have to take a hammer to.
Not quite, but it's not the easiest thing in the world to break into, I've never found that.
No.
If you're stealing your children's coins, you might want to replace them, but I don't want us in the bus to be, complicit in upsetting parent-child relationships.
Yes, just replace them with a shiny new one and give the old one to you. I think that's the best thing to do. Well, Victoria, thank you so much for talking to us on the programme today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And hopefully you can raise lots of money and just keep up the good work you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Across the Woking Borough, this is Radio Woking.